Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Roberto Bueno, your host. And again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. It's an honor to be here, to be heard around the world and whoever's listening out there. Today is August 16, 2019. I'm currently walking down the streets of Manhattan. I'm at 2nd Avenue and 65th Street. I'm just going to go to meet a potential client at 42nd Times Square. So while I'm doing that, let me give you an insight of what I've been doing in the past week that I haven't been recording. Now, most of you know that I am a photographer and a videographer. And I have my business. It's called Rob and Sarah Images. You can look it up as going to robandsarahimages.com. And you can go ahead and book us. We don't have too much images. Just wanted to do it so simple and simplify the whole entire website itself. So if you guys want to go ahead, you can book us and we can send you a private message or a private email. We can go back and forth with what you're looking for your videos and for your photography. So going back on my week, what I've been doing, I was doing a wedding on Saturday, which is on the 10th of August. And it was one of the best wedding that I've done so far. The wedding consists of you know, just the regular format of it, you know, like the getting ready, you know, the first look, the chapel, you know, the father, the mother, the dance, the first dance, and the whole nine yards. And this was on the 10th. It was exhausting because in the middle of all this, I had like this allergy reaction. And that's like the worst thing to have when actually doing videography or cinematography. I had this major allergy reaction. As soon as I land to South Florida, Miami, my nose was just like completely running. It wouldn't stop. I was sneezing like crazy. I went to a local pharmacist, CVS, I believe, or Walgreens. And I got, you know, I got the Claritin, the one over the counter, and that definitely worked out. On top of all that, I was getting asthma. So I had an allergy reaction, and all those mucus was coming down, and I was, you know, I had no other choice because I didn't have no paper. I had a, you know, like regular people do this, they kind of like, it goes through your, behind your throat and end up in your lungs and becomes flame at this point. And I had a major asthma attack, all that on a Thursday. Jesus. So I got my pump, my respiratory pump, and did my thing. And Friday came in and prepare for Saturday, you know, because you have to prepare for all this. Before you even shoot, guys, you got to prepare what needs to be done before the shoot. Like, you got to sit back, think what you have, look at your gear, charge it all up, because I had to charge each and every battery. And I had to put them there all labeled. I have to label them up with a marker to, you know, to identify which one is full and which one is not full. Because you don't want in the middle of the shoot that you're like, oh, you put a battery and it's not even active or it's not even 100%. So what's gonna happen is you're gonna have a battery in your camera completely empty, and that's right there. Time is an essence. Like time, you need to that time that you're wasting. It's really important. You need to have, like, time is money. So if you waste that time, that one minute, 2 minutes can mean a lot of things. Like, a lot of things can happen in 1 minute. Like, you probably missed the first kiss in 1 minute. and you have no battery. So that's because you weren't prepared to do the wedding. Now the wedding came out terrific. I love it. I'm going through the editing process of this, and you know, I just take time picking the music, making sure that the lighting is good, the color correction is perfect on this video. What should I go? What theme should I go? Should I go a black and white theme? Should I do just a rustic theme? What kind of LUTs am I going to use for the video? So it's kind of really important. How are we going to determine on when is ready to deliver for the client? Now, the video, the quality is perfect. I love it. The sound is terrific. I love the sound of it. When the father is talking, that is, when the priest is talking, that is essential. That is awesome. I mean, you need to have that clear, crisp voice. That church was amazing. Had everything prepared, to the audio, to his lavalier mic. Everything was perfectly fine. I didn't even have to stress it out that much. I just made it happen. Now, going back on the essence of making this happen and how we gonna continue. I mean, this whole week, I mean, Friday was a big thing. I mean, just setting up. I had to meet up my friend around 7 o'clock. Before that, going back to my allergy never stopped. So I had to go back to CVS and talk to the counter. I was like, yo, I need something strong. I already got Claritin, I got Mucinex, I need to get something. And the lady gave me like this Claritin D. It's like stronger. And as soon as I popped that pill, I completely forgot I had allergy. Like, it didn't kick in to like probably half an hour later. And that's when I met with my good friend Ray. We went to Hooters, we drank some beers, and I was perfectly fine. Like, I never had any allergy. My nose was a little burned up because I kept on blowing my nose. But everything came out to be perfectly fine. So I got, you know, once we done with the Hooters and, you know, the get together, was perfectly fine. I went to his house. He lent me one of his cameras. He had a Canon XC10. It's an unusual camera, never used it before. It's a 4K. But there was a big issue on this camera. And the camera was perfect. I love the camera. I can't wait to start editing and what it comes out with. But one of the things about this camera is that it doesn't use its typical SD card. No, it doesn't use a typical SD card. It used a fast car or a fast compact or an FC, whatever the car is. And it's just hard for you to get it because it's a 2.0. Now this 2.0 is extremely, extremely hard to get. I went to like Best Buy. I got one of those, you know, compact transfer to, you know, from the car itself, memory card to like my computer. And I bought the wrong one. Because why? It have like this middle gap in between the car. So it doesn't allow you to just slip it in. And it lasted like hours trying to find this. And I couldn't find it. So when I actually had to charge it up, I mean, there was some footage there that I didn't want it to erase, but I had no other choice than to erase it because I didn't have no other place to transfer it. Now, I'm not sure if this guy, Ray, had saved these footage, but he told me, you know, go for it, erase it, empty it out, and I'm like, okay with it. But I usually like to like capture those footage and save it just in case he's looking for them. And then I just say, hey, listen, man, this is your card. You know, just like a good friend, here you go. I did the same thing with Stan over at Love Square. Great guy, great company, great wedding company that I worked for. I was a second shooter for them. And he accidentally misplaced his drone footage. Because I took some drone footage for this, for Stan, and then Stan accidentally lost it or put it somewhere that he can't find the drone footage. So luckily I was around the area, which is on Friday, and we met up in the morning. By the way, it was funny because he said, you know, I told him, hey, let's meet up in the morning. He said, yeah, no problem. I said, I'll be there. You know, as soon as I get there, I'll let you know. When I got there at 10 o'clock, he said he didn't know when in the morning he was riding bike. Well, for me, morning is like 8, 7, 9, 10 o'clock is morning. Past 10:30, that's like afternoon for me. You like you just wasted the whole entire morning for yourself. You got 11, 12, 1, 2. You know, by 5 o'clock, that's it. It's like, what's open? And by 7 o'clock, it's almost everything is closed. So it's just no point anymore. No point to actually have a whole entire day. So going back to the story, I get those footage to Stan. Stan was extremely happy because I have it saved in my hard drive. I have 2 gigabytes, just saved. I mean, 2 terabytes, not gigabytes. Shit, I would never have 2 terabytes. And it's saved there for whatever reason. I have other footage that he had done, but he couldn't download it. But I had it saved, and he talked to me, and I kind of gave it to him because it's a good thing. That's what friends are for. You know, you just make sure you cover the back. But in this case, I didn't have that opportunity. I couldn't transfer the file. I couldn't transfer those incredible shots that he took. It was like a behind the scene of some awesome. I mean, these guy from video game. He had a controller. And it was like a behind the scene of him trying to shoot this video for him. I don't know if it was for PlayStation. Or if it was for Destructoid, maybe it was for, I don't know, Patreon. I'm not sure, but it was a behind the scene footage that he took. It's pretty cool with that camera. Everything came out clear, but I couldn't save the image. I couldn't. So what had to be done is that I erased it. I erased the footage, I format the disc, and we move forward. And I had to use it. So when I try to use this camera, and I was all confused where my 60 frame per second is at, and where's my, you know, my 29, it was just confusing. I had to just play around with it. I didn't have too much time either because I just got the camera around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I got home, and the first thing I did is charge all 8 batteries that he gave me. And he gave me a charger. But check this out, the charger that he gave me was not the correct charger. And I had 8 batteries to charge. So I needed to go ahead and grab that batteries, and get a universal charger that I had. And every 2.5 hours, I had to wake up and change the battery to make sure all my batteries is up and running. Now, my wedding gig was at 2 p.m., but I wanted to be there early to capture moments because I was by myself. See, usually when you have a wedding, you have a two people videographer. You had a helper and you have the main guy. Well, I had no helper, and I was the main guy. So I was basically the helper and the main guy all together. I had no help. So what happened? I had to do the whole entire thing by myself. It was tiresome, man. That was completely check this out. When I was doing the entire wedding, right before going to the ballroom. Before all that, I mean, when we finished the ceremony, I had to pack up and go to like a pharmacist to get like an asthma pump or something, because I had an asthma attack at that point, because I was just too exhausted. I was running out of breath. I had to get something. So I lost like what, 10 to 15% of good footages, which, you know, I was like, I needed those footages, but I completely lost it. I mean, there was good footages, and I completely lost some good footages on that wedding. But I'll make it up, see what I can do to get this running. Now, I didn't have no helper. I didn't have no helper whatsoever. So moving forward, on this wedding, when I got to the ceremony, and let's go back to when I started the filming of Ingrid. It was great. She was beautiful. I mean, the makeup was nice and placed, and I placed a camera in front of her. I made her to do some nice slow motion look at the camera shots, some getting ready. I got the dress itself. I got the girls laughing, yada yada. I couldn't get the guys because the guys was like 12, like 5-6 miles away, like 12 minutes away. And I couldn't get to them because it wouldn't give me enough time, because the wedding started, the ceremony started at 4 o'clock, and they wanted us to be there at 2. So I only had like an hour and a half with her, and then I had to rush to the church to set up my camera. See, it was by myself. If I had a second person, I'll be like, yeah, go to the men, take some few shots, and they take all the gears to the church. But it didn't happen like that. I was just by myself. So I had to make a decision, I made a decision, and the decision is I'm going to film the girls first, because that's the priority at this point. When I got to the church, now remember, I have to set up the sound. I gotta set up the sound. I have to set up the the cameras, the tripods. I gotta make sure I have enough batteries. I gotta set up the lavalier. I gotta set up the angle of the camera, the lenses, which lens I'm gonna use. I have to set up the most important, the gimbal. Now the gimbal, just Jesus. Now this DJI gimbal, I'm gonna tell you something. It's one rough item to balance out. If you have a really heavy lens, like a 24-70 or like a 70 to 200, like any heavy, you know, like a big 35 or an 85, a Canon 85IS. Like if you got one of those big lenses, it's gonna be hard for you to balance the gimbal. It's gonna take a long time. You're gonna probably last almost 15 or 20 minutes trying to balance this out. And it was just getting frustrating. So what I did is I grabbed my friend's camera, which it doesn't have a EF system. Like you can't take out the camera and place it with another one. It already had its own camera. It had its own lens. It was already attached. The camera wasn't too heavy. So I just said, forget this. I'm going to use this one. And I even brought my 35 mil. So I wanted to use the 35, and I forgot my 35 at home. Meaning like in New York home. So I couldn't bring it. It was just too late at this point. So I worked what I had. And that camera helped out tremendously. I placed it at 35. And it was just sweet, you know? It was it was a complete 4K. It was beautiful. I had a great time. So setting up on that church was a disaster. Now, here's the tricky shit. Here's the tricky part. They move too much. And because they move too much, I have to constantly walk back and forth to move the camera of where they're sitting or where they're standing. Because at a Catholic church, there's a lot of sitting, kneeling, standing, moving. There's a lot of stuff going. It's like a fit camp. If I can compare, it's more like a CrossFit. You know, like getting up, getting down, standing up, getting the knee down, you know, let's sing. You know, like, it's just too much. So I had to constantly move left to right on all different locations to move the angle of where they're at. Like, if the priest was, like, standing at a certain location and the camera was pointing him before that location, I had to go back and place the camera and face him. And then I had to do the same thing with the rest of the cameras. So I had three cameras. I had a handheld, which is that with the gimbal, the camera that my friend had me, Ray. I had two other cameras, one on the left and one on the right. And I had to put the camera where the camera doesn't see the other camera. So I had to put it on an angle where it's gonna be in between the couples so I can get a good cinematography on that. So that exhausted me, like from going left and right, it was just going crazy. So what happened at that point, because I was getting exhausted, I was getting asthma. I was breathing hard, I was breathing fast. You can actually hear me in the camera as I was recording. You can hear the background of me breathing. It was just completely bad. Dip told me talk lower because I couldn't hear myself because I was breathing so loud. So I definitely like had a really educational experience on that wedding. Never do a wedding by yourself. You need to get another second shooter as much as you want to. But you got to do it, man. You got to make it happen. And if you have to pay someone to help you, pay them $100, whatever the case is. But do it, you know, do that for them. So we done there. I grabbed all my stuff. I got the first kiss. It was beautiful. I have it on two different angles, the first kiss. So in that way we can have two different aspects of it. Now, when I went to CVS, I came back, you know, Dip told me, hey, you missed a lot. Like, I know, but I had to breathe. I couldn't breathe, and I had so much to pick up, and I had to go to the banquet hall and then set up again. So it's kind of like a three setup, morning, afternoon, and evening. So, beginning, middle, and end. Like, you have to set up in the beginning, you have to set up in the middle, and you have to set up in the end. It's like a three setup, and by myself, so it's not cool, but I made it happen. It's not a complaint, but I made it happen. And I'm super excited that this transcended. The good thing is that once the wedding was over, the couple was really happy with our work. They were really excited with what we'd done. They loved it. They were pretty awesome with what we accomplished. They were happy with both of us. You know, Dip and Robin Sarah Images. And they have high hopes on this video, and I do too. I was looking over the footage, and it looked crispy clean. Crispy clear. And the sound, amazing. And I did some sample of the sound, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure if I can play here, but hopefully I could. But I did some cool, it was just great. You know, that sample itself was transmitted into a Zoom recorder, Zoom H4, the one that I spoke about in my second episode about sounds, about your music and your audio, and it picked up really good. It did some good sound quality. That, you know, whatever I couldn't record and I was recording really played a good part. So the sound recorder can actually give me that relaxed feel, like, okay, this is good. This is what's going on. You're good. You're good from here. So I'm pretty awesome with that. Now I had another shoot the next day. This was at, Miami Lakes. It's like a bridal brunch. And I was recommended to go there. It was a free gig. I kind of like gave my cards to people. And I kind of did the video work. I did some stuff there. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, guys, I mean, it was an exciting weekend for me. Now traveling back from Miami to New York is a mission. From Miami to New York. Oh my God. I was traveling with a Toyota Corolla 2018. And I went to sleep around 1 o'clock in the morning, expected to wake up at 4, to hit the road around 5. But that didn't work out as I expected. Something weird happened with my alarm system that I cannot explain to you if it's real or not. You probably would think, oh yeah, it's fake. But I set my alarm at 4 a.m. and I didn't hear it. Then I woke up at 7 in the morning, scared, like, oh my God, I'm late. I'm not late. I can go whatever I want, but I woke up feeling that way. I'm like, oh my God. So I grabbed the phone, and the phone was counting down, like, if I snooze the phone. And the phone, you can snooze it. You can snooze it, and it will ring again every 10 minutes. Every time you snooze, it rings the next 10 minutes. And I'm thinking, bro, I put it for 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 7. And it looks like someone snoozed it. But I don't know who it was, because no one was at home. It wasn't me. So I let it go, I got ready, and I said, I can't leave at 7, I can't leave at 8. It's Monday. It's a lot of traffic, 7 and 8 o'clock in Miami, Florida. So let me just leave at 10. So I left around 10:15. And I just hit the road and we were just riding. At first, like, oh, it's pretty simple. Yeah, right. Pretty simple. Man, I didn't got home to like Tuesday at 8 o'clock at night. And guess what? I got lost in Washington. Like, something happened in Washington that the highway kind of divided. Something happened that I ended up going somewhere else into a tunnel. Like, oh my God. So then I got back on track on I-95 and I bought an easy pass, and just in case. And that just in case happened to be like the next state. So like, oh, great thing I bought this here. And I started using the easy pass. So I got to New York, hugged my family. I was so happy. I was there, and I went to the office, drop off my camera gear, drop off my computer, everything. And I came back home and went to sleep. I had a great time. You know, I had a good time, like a long time. So, you know, it was pretty cool. You know, it was pretty cool that I had that alone time for myself that day, that whole entire 2 days. So kind of reflect on life and start thinking about what needs to be happening, what we need and what we don't need. So, you know, just a quick update. You know, Robin Sire Images is still active. We're looking for anyone that wants to do any photography, any videography. We are a super, super low budget, not low budget, take that back. We are a super affordable company for those that want to do some video or photography work. Our gear is up to date. Just let us know what you guys want, and we're here to help you guys out. So guys, I think this is the end of the podcast. I think I've been talking way too much. I got 30 minutes on explaining how was my day. It was like part of my journal. And I want to make sure that you guys are well informed. How was my weekend? Go ahead and let's put on a comment. You know, send me an email. What you guys want to talk about on next podcast? When do you want to hear the next podcast? Tomorrow? You want to hear it? Want to hear it on Saturday or Monday, Tuesday? When do you want to hear this podcast? Give me more information so I can be more interactive with you guys and girls. Again, whatever you guys want, whatever you want, I'm here to help as much as possible. Ask any questions and I can try to answer it as the best of my ability. Please share my podcast to other people. Let's create this podcast to its full potential. Let's do it all together. I would like to hear from you guys what you want to hear more on this podcast and what you guys want to see or listen to more on this podcast and how you want it to be formatted or what kind of theme you like to hear. And we'll go from there. This is a starting up podcast. You know, come up with a name. Let's come up with a name together. If you guys want to go ahead and create a pretty name, let's do it. And I'm all ears. I'm all ears to the ideas and the information that you're going to be shooting. Again, guys, thank you very much for tuning in on this lovely day on August 16, 2019, the podcast. And I want to thank you very much for listening and staying here up to this time. If you're here to this time at 32:54, then, you know, I love you guys. Thank you very much for staying and listening to this podcast. But if you're not, hey, maybe you will in the future. Maybe when this podcast gets a little bit famous, then, you know, you most definitely will listen to this time frame. Other recommendation that I'm listening to, other podcasts that I'm listening to is called Reply All. Great podcast to listen to. Really nice, informative. I love it because it kind of give you this feel of documentary. It sounds like a documentary podcast. And it's really informative. They talk about, there's one episode I like, the Jenny Cam. It's pretty awesome. I love it. I don't know what episode. I think it's episode 20. But it's a good podcast. You can go ahead and check it out. It's called Reply All. And up to the next time, guys, have a good day. Remember to follow us. Email me at robandsarahimages@gmail.com for any questions that you may have so we can go ahead and create any kind of new content for you guys. Again, thank you very mucho. Up to the next time.